Well, hello, and you are listening to Let's Talk Health with Dr. Mike. I am your host, Michael Wolfeld, naturopath. I'm staff naturopath with Purium Health Products. And like good old Aaron always likes to write in the little blurbs, we pay Dr. Mike so you don't have to. So I am available for free consultations about Purium products and about health issues. So even if you have something to ask about, you know, health-related issues, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, you know, I'm willing to try and help any way I can. I have a lot of resources. I'm not that knowledgeable, but I do have a good wealth of information, and my greatest wealth is my fine wife, who is a super sleuth. She really does the research, and we often come up with some pretty interesting things. So if you're just joining us now, please push star 6 on your phone so you will mute yourself out so we can have a good recording. And in a little bit, if you want to ask something, you can just push star 6 again, and then you can ask. So what we're going to talk about today, as you all know, we are still promoting the Purium Anabolic Fast. And I think I have talked to probably hundreds of people. We have a lot of people who have done this. We have a lot of people who are currently doing this, not only through our own efforts at PHP, but also through Joyce Riley at the Power Hour. And I know some people have joined us who have gotten involved in the fast through the Power Hour. And so it's really changing a lot of people's mindset in terms of what sustains the body. And that's really a very good thing. If you would ask people is it possible to, you know, to live on, you know, 600 calories a day, most people would say probably not. But you probably, most people actually would say, yeah, I guess you could, but you'd probably be tired and, you know, it wouldn't be comfortable. Now, the reality is people have lived on far less than 600 calories a day, and they do fine. They don't lose muscle, okay? They function quite well. The human body is remarkable. We often consume a lot more calories than we need, and so to do something like this is a very wonderful thing, if for no other reason, just to give ourselves our minds, our consciousness, the idea that it's not necessary to eat as much as we've been eating. It's really that simple. So that's one of the real blessings of doing something like this. Now, there are gazillion different kinds of fasts out there, different kinds of limited diets. And what makes the Purium fast very unique is it's easy to do. There are people who do live juice fasting, which is very excellent. And if you've got tons and tons of time to gather your fresh fruits and vegetables and do them in the right proportions and do all the juicing, it's wonderful. But most people don't have that kind of time. And so the Purium fast really is almost an easy slam dunk. It's no preparation involved. You can pretty much continue doing what you are normally doing. I always recommend, and this is primarily what we're going to be talking about today, that if you're going to undertake this kind of fast or any type of limited diet where you're really trying to alter the food consumption and detoxification potential and changing habits, it's really helpful to prepare yourself in a meaningful way so that you approach this thing almost as a spiritual journey. And so first thing we want to talk about is the idea of slowing down. Slowing down our crazy minds. And I just heard a great quote today. A very wise man, many, many hundreds of years ago, I think in China or India, quote said, It is easier to tame a wild lion. It's easier to wrestle a cobra. It's possibly easier to scale Mount Everest. All of these things are easier to do than control the human mind. And I think most of us are willing to acknowledge that. Our minds are like restless monkeys. Try to control your mind. You'll find it's virtually impossible. Now, there are people who do it. There are techniques that can be learned that you can train yourself. And the only way you can actually get any kind of control over your mind is to learn to relax, slow down, stop moving and acting 100 miles an hour. That is really very easy to do if we decide to do it. So the first thing I would like to mention is before you start the fast, obviously get yourself on a clean diet for at least a week. You know, utilize some of the products, the Power Shake, the cherry juice, the Master Aminos. You know, you can incorporate these into a clean diet of fresh foods. Get rid of the coffee, the alcohol, the processed foods, no pizza the day before, this kind of thing. And sit down and actually write out what you hope to accomplish. Why are you doing this? When you put things in writing, they become alive. And it's quite amazing that when you write something down and then you look at it later, it takes on a completely different character than when it was just a thought in your mind. And so that's a really good reason to sit down and write out what you would like to accomplish. Why are you doing this? And while you're on the fast, it's very helpful to actually take a journal and make notes every day. You don't have to do it just one time a day. You can jot down things when it comes to you. Because you're going to experience different ideas, different feelings while you're doing this, if you really are receptive to your own consciousness. And that can be very healing and very helpful. Now, one of the best things to do before and during the fast is to carefully deep breathe. Outside is the best, fresh air. But just take slow breaths, inhaling through your nose, and you can count like 1 to 5, 1 to 10, and then you can hold your breath the same number of counts. And then you can exhale the same number of counts. And that's called circular breathing. And you can just do that 4 to 5, 6, 10 times. It's very relaxing. And you put your whole attention on the numbers while you're counting. That controls the restless mind. And you, every time your mind wants to start thinking of something else, you remind it that you're counting. You see, you have to train your mind. You are not the mind. You're the soul. And so you'll discover that your mind actually has a mind of its own, and you can train it. And so that's one of the advantages of doing this kind of circular breathing. When you have something to fix your attention on, it helps to rein in the crazy horse that wants to run wild. So that's one thing. Standing up and stretching is a very good thing to do. It's also very helpful to even look in the mirror and speak kindly to yourself, because self-talk has tremendous power. In fact, treat yourself with the respect and love that you try to give to other people. Give it to yourself. Now, another thing that's very important to do if you want to get the maximum benefit out of this kind of experience is to take breaks often. In other words, don't just, you know, if you have to continue working and you have a job, well, you do what you have to do. But when you can take a break, you take a relaxing break. It's obviously you're not going to go take a coffee break and a donut. You might go have a power shake. You can go outside, maybe do some deep breathing. You know, if you don't have to continue the same routine while you're fasting, that's always great. But that's, you know, some people can't. We all got to pay our bills. And so you have to keep working. That's fine. But try to slow down and relax while you're doing what you're doing. Now, another thing that's very, very helpful to do, not only while you're fasting, but also all the time, is practice being silent. Our world is incredibly noisy. It's very noisy. And silence is actually a luxury. So by being silent and being in a silent mindset, it doesn't mean you have to be surrounded by quiet. That's often very difficult. But you can be silent within and concentrate on that silence that's within you, and then even the noise about you will start to fade. It's also possible to listen to calming music. That can be very helpful also. Anything that you can do to get yourself into a relaxed frame of mind is very helpful, not only mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, but physically. Because one of the big factors in proper detoxification is relaxation. Your cells and your muscles, if they are being required to be tense, it's more difficult for them to release the toxins that you're working to get out of you. And so relaxation is important. So even if you have to continue working, remind yourself to relax. In other words, don't be stressed about what you're doing. We often get stressed because it's a habit to be stressed. And that's a good habit to get rid of. On that subject of habits, one of the big advantages, and many people I've talked to have approached the Purim fast with this in mind, they have a habit that they want to break. It might be smoking, it might be drinking coffee, it might be getting angry, whatever. When you do a fast and you sort of put the brakes on your normal day-to-day activities, it's like rebooting the computer. And that can be very helpful for setting up the stage for altering really nasty habits. You know, we all think we're free. You know, we live in the land of free, land of freedom, home of the brave. Well, we're really not free, let's face it. And I'm not talking about, I'm not making political statements here. I'm talking about the fact that if you have a habit where you have to have a cigarette, you have to exercise a certain number of minutes every day, otherwise you don't feel right. You have to eat certain foods. You get angry unreasonably often. Whatever it might be, it points to the fact that we're not free. We're controlled by our habits. And when you do this kind of fasting and you reboot your computer, it gives you the opportunity to look at these kinds of things that are holding you back so that you can move through them. Now, I'll be the first to admit, it takes very strong willpower to break a habit overnight. In most cases, it's not going to happen. But you can really make a good dent. And it can get you on the way. And this is another reason why writing things down can help. Because if you say, okay, I'm working on releasing my anger habit. I get angry way too much. I get angry when I watch the news. I get angry at my friends. You know, I get angry sometimes for no reason. And it's just a habit. And so you start working on that, and you start identifying when things happen that trigger these kind of reactions. Because by doing this kind of thing, guess what? You gain freedom, and not only are you gaining freedom, but you're taking a tremendous load off of your physical body. Because when you have a habit that's not good, whether it be smoking, drinking, you know, eating the wrong foods, getting angry, whatever it might be, it puts a load on your body. It's stressful. So this is another great reason why making an effort to really do an inventory and be honest with yourself. You know, writing your thoughts down can really be helpful, because it's easy to not pay attention sometimes, because our minds are just so restless that we flow in and out of thoughts. But by taking a piece of paper like a journal and actually writing things down and then reading them later, it's absolutely mind-boggling what you can encounter. So that's real helpful. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to try and unmute this thing. Okay. So if anyone would like to say anything in terms of their experience, we've got about 9-10 minutes left. Now, if you're not, I should ask you, okay, if you're on the phone now, if you're listening, please push *6 if you don't want to talk. Now, if you'd like to say something, please go right ahead. Okay, that's fine. I'll keep talking. Okay, so I muted again because we had some background noise. So in any event, what we're really looking at here is not just the idea of losing weight or trying something that's different that we've never done. But make this an experience that is a stepping stone for changing the way you do things. I mean, a good friend of mine who has done the fast several times, good old Phil DeGracie, I think he's on the call with his sister, he and his girlfriend have totally transitioned their lifestyle, you know, into eating more raw foods, into trying to juice every day, you know, supplementing, you know, with the Purium products. And this is the kind of thing that you want to do. You want to improve your lifestyle and use this not just as an experience, but as a stepping stone to a better way of living. That's what's great about it. That's truly what's rebooting the computer. And so I know people who have done this because they were starting a new job. And so they decided to do this for a week as a vacation to themselves, because they had a week off in between working and they were also going to go someplace, because it gave them a fresh opportunity to really turn over a new leaf. They're moving into a new career, moving into a new, you know, way of looking at food, and it can be very meaningful and very helpful. But the important thing is to be conscious while you're doing this. You see, most of the time, we human beings are not conscious. Face it. We are on automatic pilot. In fact, that's what habits are. Habits are good things. I mean, can you imagine if you didn't have the habit of knowing how to make a bow, and every time you put your shoe on, you had to relearn how to tie a bow? I mean, that would be hard. So habits can be good. Obviously, we've learned things like brushing our teeth, flossing our teeth, learned how to take baths, dress ourselves, things like this. If you had to relearn this every, like for example, if you had to relearn how to button a button, your day would be very long. So habits can be very good. So by being conscious, it means that we can start deciding which habits that we have are good and which habits are not our friends. Because habits are impersonal. They don't have their own ethics or morality. They just are. So we have to use our discrimination to decide which habits are good and which habits are bad. And when we discover a habit that's not to our benefit, then it's good to set a goal saying, I really would like to get rid of this. And in order to get rid of it, what are you going to do? You have to understand it. And so it's helpful to actually sit down, write out, why do I rely on this habit? I don't care if it's being addicted to anger, food, illegal drugs, alcohol, too much exercise, too much sex, too much work. I don't care what it is. The easiest way to uproot a toxic habit is to take its power away through understanding. What's the payoff? Why does it give you, why has it become a habit, in other words? In other words, what is it doing for you that you perceive you need? And as soon as you start identifying these kinds of things, guess what? It loses power fast. So that's what's really cool. So friends, I want to sort of review what we've been talking about, because I know some of this is new information, and I don't want it to be overwhelming, but I want people to realize that they have a choice. That's what's so good, okay? And we don't have to be victims of our habits. And we can use the anabolic fast as a springboard to really slow down, look at what's going on, and make a decision that we are more powerful than the habits that we have allowed to run our lives. And just by making that statement to yourself is powerful, amazingly powerful. So, you know, I hope folks will take this to heart and actually apply some of this. And I'd love to hear from you guys. If you have any questions or you just want a little feedback or just, you know, someone to listen to you, feel free to call me. I'm always available at 800-962-5433. Or, of course, you can email me at askphpdoc@gmail.com. And so we will be on again in 2 weeks, which will be the 25th. And we're going to be talking about another interesting aspect of how this works. So I hope you'll join us. And in the meantime, realize the amount of power that you have and take advantage of it. We are powerful people. We can change our lives for the better every single moment. And it is a moment-to-moment operation. So take the time, value yourself, and make a point to be empowered. It's worth the effort. Take good care. God bless. And bye for now.